Hi, this is Aaron Toman, and I'm the writer and director of The Chronicles of Oz. We're making audio drama adaptations of all the classic Oz books by L. Frank Baum, and this year we're tackling the second book, The Marvelous Land of Oz. It follows on from the events of The Wizard of Oz after Dorothy went back home to Kansas. It introduces a new wicked witch, Mombi, a mystery about Ozma, the lost princess of Oz, and the Emerald City itself gets invaded. Exciting stuff. The clip you're about to hear comes from episode 1 of our new season, showcasing Matt Phillips as our leading man, Tipitarius, or Tip for short. You can find the full episode and the rest of the series at chroniclesofoz.com. Thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoy it.
Following audio drama is rated PG for parental guidance.
How can she know she can't? Nobody knew anything besides me and him. He's long gone. She's bluffing. She has to be. But even so, I can't take the risk she might know something. I need to think and make a plan to... Ah! What the hell is that, Tip?
Do you like it?
It's hideous.
It's meant to be. It's a pumpkin head.
It's cluttering up my front porch.
It's going to keep away the ogwers.
It's going to be toothpicks. Stand back.
No, stop. You promised.
I don't give a crap. Get out of the way.
Mombi, please. It's the festival of Jakakai. Let it live. Just until the end of the festival.
Let it live? Sentimental little twerp. Why would I let it live? Interesting.
What?
This could be an opportunity to test it. Keep back, boy. I'm working.
Mombi, what are you doing?
Just a few sprinkles over the subject, he said. There we go. Now. Weog! Tiog!
Mombi!
This is working. He's coming to life! I brought the pumpkin head to life! He lives! Holy moly, he lives!
Don't yell like that! Do you think I'm deaf?
He even talks! That magician isn't as crooked as he looks!
Mombi, what have you done? What is that stuff?
Powder of life. Powerful stuff, as you can see.
You're not wrong. Holy Lurline.
You!
Huh?
Pumpkin head! Yes, I'm talking to you! Don't stand there looking so surprised. I know you can hear me.
I don't think he can help it. His mouth is locked that way. Sorry. Pumpkinhead, if I knew she was going to do this, I might have put a bit more effort into carving your face.
Why? Is there something wrong with it? Is my head bigger than yours? It feels like it is.
It's a pumpkin.
Right. What's a pumpkin?
Well, the thing's an idiot, and I've got enough of them around here as it is. Time to go back to sleep, Pumpkinhead.
Mombi, no!
Get out of my way, boy!
I can't kill him, not now!
Yeah, don't kill me!
What do you mean I can't kill him? You just watch me!
It'd be cruel!
Have you met me?
No, he can help out around here. You're always saying I'm too slow getting things done. Now I have help!
Yeah, I can help. I... What can I do?
You, Tip, are too slow because you're a lazy twerp. That's why you're slow. Now there'll be two of you lazing around.
I won't be lazy. I promise.
See, Mombi, he promises.
He's 2 minutes old. Does he even know what promises are?
I'll teach him.
Will you?
Well, I made him, didn't I?
You did?
A pumpkin head isn't just for Jakakai night, you know.
You mean I can stay? Hooray!
Outside. You can stay outside. I'm not having a pumpkin spoiling away in my house.
Spoiling away? Is a pumpkin likely to spoil? Is that what pumpkins do?
It's okay, you'll be fine out here. I'll come out and check on you later.
Okay.
I'm getting soft in my old age, I know it.
See, you really do have a heart, Mombi.
Wash your mouth out and don't make me change my mind.
I don't even know their names. I don't even know my name.
I don't know. Maybe we should have been friendlier, or at least Mombi should have. But she clearly had other things on her mind. She didn't speak at all as she unpacked. Didn't respond to my stupid jokes at all. Usually I get a basic shut up and the occasional threat to turn me into a toad if I go too far. But tonight she was quiet. She was thinking. We had dinner, which was some sort of soup thing I'd managed to cobble together for us. And then Mombi got to work. She did this most nights. Early evening spell casting. Dark magic works best as the sun sets. And let's not be unclear about this. Mombi only ever works in dark magic. So she'd wait for the early evening to begin her work. And I would help her, as a dutiful apprentice should.
Build the fire, Tip, and gather the milk and vinegar, please.
No, she wasn't cooking. She was spellcasting. She consulted a little tiny piece of paper and called out ingredients for me to fetch.
rosewood, nettle broth, merry whistle. No, the powdered one, idiot. I need to grind it in. I think a pepper feather would also do very nicely. Actually, grab two.
And this would go on. I'd bring her the things, she'd prepare them, pop them into the cauldron, stir, and then send me off for more. Sometimes she'd talk about what she was creating. It's how I'd learn about the dark arts. But this time she was silent. She was focused on her preparations.
A pint of aconite, please. And some marble essence. Yes, that's going to work well.
It took me longer than it should have for me to work it out. But what she was making. What all these things do when they come together. Pepper feathers are used for transformative spells. She puts them into everything, usually. Aconite is a magical sealant to ensure that it doesn't auto-reverse. Merry whistle helps the action timing. And marble essence was obvious. Someone was getting turned into stone.
So, who's this for, Mombi?
What makes you think it's for anybody?
Well, you're making a potion, so...
Too many questions. Get me some more water, it's boiling dry.
She was avoiding the question. And that was what worried me the most. Mombi wasn't the sharing sort as a rule, but if she was turning the local postman or an annoying farmer into a statue, she'd at least say so. Even if she had plans for the pumpkin head, she'd at least rub it in. There was only one reason I could think of why she wasn't telling me what she was doing. She was saving it for me.
Are you getting that water or not?
Right. I'll just go get that. I need to...
What the hell's wrong with you now?
It's just... the water. There's only this bucket left.
Then go get some more from the well.
Right. Sure. I'll just go to the well.
Give me what you've got first. I don't want to have to start over.
Sure.
I had to think fast. I was certain the potion was for me. She was being too evasive for it to be anything else. And right here was an opportunity to get out of there. I could go to the well, and then go past the well, and keep on going until I was far enough away from Mombi that she would be able to turn me into stone. Suddenly I had a plan, and my legs were already taking me to the door.
Tip! The bucket!
Right. Yeah, that'd help, I guess.
I was doing so badly at this. I walked over to collect the empty bucket, and there it was, on the bench behind Mombi. The mysterious powder of life I'd seen Mombi use that afternoon to create the pumpkin head. The most powerful spell I'd ever seen Mombi cast. I didn't really know what I was doing at this point. I saw myself reach for the bottle and then slip it into my pocket. And then quietly and quickly, I made my way out of the door.
Hi there!
Ah!
I've been waiting, just like you said to.
Shh! Not so loud. Yes. No. Look, I don't care. Excuse me.
Where are we going?
I don't know. Look, you'd better come with me or she might do something to you too.
We're going somewhere. Where are we going?
Just away. Look, we have to get as far away from here as possible.
Why?
Because I don't want to be turned into something else. Winter comes early in the Gilligan Mountains, and the snow had already risen up to my knees. I moved as fast as I could away from Mombi's house, but it was slow going. Even slower with Pumpkinhead with me.
Oops! I fell over!
Here we go again.
Dad, can you help me up again? Please, Dad?
Alright, I'm coming. Just hold still. What did you call me?
Dad?
Well, don't.
How about Daddy?
No.
But you made me, didn't you? That's what you said earlier.
Technically, that's true, but like...
So, you're my dad then?
Please don't call me that.
What should I call you then?
My name's Tip. Try Tip.
Tip? No, you're my dad. I'm going to call you Dad.
Look, fine, whatever. Look, just stand up, will you?
And what are you going to call me?
Well, I'm going to call you all kinds of things if you don't start trying to stand up.
I need a name, Dad. You can't just get calling me Pumpkinhead.
Why not?
Because I don't know. What's a Pumpkinhead?
You are. You're a Pumpkinhead.
And what am I for?
It's for the Jakakai Festival. Will you please just stand up?
Okay, okay. You get grumpy when you're running away from a witch.
There.
What's a Jakakai Festival?
Oh, I knew you were going to ask me that.
What is it, Dad?
It'll take too long to explain.
It's okay. I can be patient.
Since when?
Dad!
Fine. The Jakakai Fest... Jack? Look, you want a name? There it is.
We'll call you Jack.
Hooray!
Jack Pumpkinhead.
Oh.
Look, suck it up and keep walking.
Where are we going?
I don't know.
And how long will it take to get there?
Cut it with the questions. I don't know.
You didn't plan this out very well, did you, Dad?
Oh, shut up! Look, I don't know what I'm doing. We just have to keep moving, okay? What?
I didn't say anything. You told me to shut up, Dad.
I just thought I heard it. The Emerald City.
What's the Emerald City?
It's a... Yeah. Yeah, that'll work. We'll go there. Oh, come on, Jack Pumpkinhead. We're heading south.
Easier said than done. My newfound son wasn't built for long-term travel. Had I known Mombi was going to bring him to life, I might have designed him with a little bit more care. I'd have used stronger sticks and reinforced his joints for one thing. Not to mention balanced him properly against his giant head. As it was, Jack kept stumbling around, his legs twisting the wrong way, and I was constantly stopping to repair him. And I was very aware that every time we stopped, we ran the risk that Mombi would catch up to us. Because she had to know we were missing by now.
I'm sorry, Dad.
It's not your fault.
Maybe you need to build me more joints.
I don't think we have the time. But we can't keep going like this.
What if my legs wear out before we get to the Emerald City?
The Emerald City. And you've got a point. Okay, let's stop here for a minute. Let's see what I can do.
Oh, that tickles!
Stop it!
Dad, where are we?
How should I know? Middle of nowhere.
With a bench?
Yes, we're in the middle of nowhere with a bench. Hold still.
Odd-looking sort of bench.
You've seen many, have you?
Well, no.
Well, then shut up.
Why is there a bench in the middle of nowhere?
I don't know. It's because it's not a bench. It's a sawhorse.
Right. What's a...
A sawhorse is a block of wood on stumps that your woodcutters use to cut wood with.
You read my mind.
This place was probably a sawmill once. A long time ago.
Would it be good if this was a real horse?
Sure would be.
I wish it was a real horse.
If wishes were horses, pumpkins would ride.
Exactly. I could ride the horse to the Emerald City, and you wouldn't have to keep repairing my legs.
Yes.
But I guess it can't, because it's just made of wood.
Just like you.
What is it, Dad? Have you fixed my legs?
No! Jack, move over for a second. Let me have a closer look at this thing.
Okay.
It's sturdy. The legs are thicker planks than what you're walking on, that's for sure. And if you squint, you can kind of imagine it looks like a horse.
You're right. That bit up here could be its head. And the little knots there are its eyes.
And the stick at the back could be a tail. You know what, Jack?
What?
The thing about magic is that the key ingredient is imagination. Imagining what you want to happen is half the job.
Move out of the way.
Why? What are you doing?
I knew I stole this for a reason.
What's this?
Powder of life.
It's what Mombi used to bring you to life. And now I'm going to do the same thing to this sawhorse.
This is so exciting. But can you do it?
Jack, I've been a witch's apprentice for as long as I can remember. I think I know a thing or two about casting a transformation spell. Stand back.
Is it working?
I've got to get as much of it covered with the powder as I can manage. There we go. And now...
Yeah, now?
Now we do the spell. Hope I remember it right. We arg.
What does that mean, Dad?
I don't know. Shh. Tiarg.
What's that?
It means shut up. Pia!
Oh, you really are a clever sorcerer, Dad.
Now we can really get moving.
I didn't think much at the time how easy it was to cast a spell. I was only an apprentice. I knew lots of theory, but I can't do any actual magic. I suppose that was you. Helping me bring the sawhorse to life that night?
You could say I had something to do with it.
I figured.
It was becoming obvious that you weren't getting very far. And I needed you in the Emerald City. The idea was yours, though. Do you regret that I stepped in?
To create the sawhorse? No, you were right. And he's been a loyal steed. There's plenty more I regret since then.
Then continue your story, Tip.
Right. Well, just as Jack and I were about to get moving, things were moving elsewhere in Oz as well. In Munchkinland, General Malik's followers were learning of the day's events in the Emerald City.
Dead?
I'm sorry for your loss, Colonel.
Save your pity, Lieutenant. Give me your report.
Are you sure you want to know?
I want to know how the Scarecrow killed my father.
Beheading. So the reports say. They tried him and judgment was found to...
That's ridiculous. Tried under what authority? A straw man king with no more right to sit in that throne than the wizard before him? What right has he to sign my father's death warrant?
Ma'am, I...
My father is... was... a descendant of Lurline herself, like the old King Pistoria. He had more right to the Emerald City than any stuffed... Gather the troops, Victor. We march tonight.
Colonel...
No, not Colonel. With my father's death, I am now the highest-ranking member in the Munchkin Army, and I am therefore promoted. And my orders are that we march on the Emerald City. Let them know that the Munchkins are under the command of General Ginger, and we will not tolerate any further interference from the so-called King of Oz.
Right away, ma'am.
And the Scarecrow will learn to suffer for what he's done to my family. And once he is gone, we will finally make Oz marvelous!